How y'all doing? So, it's my first time going to Arizona. It was a great experience. Didn't know what to expect. It's kind of, okay, it's just, you know, Barney and Vicky wanted me to go. And it was on my heart to go. And I thank you guys for inspiring me to do that. It was a great opportunity to grow and just to see God's word moving all throughout the country. You know, you have people from Texas, people from Colorado, Oregon, California, Arizona. And it was just so wonderful to see just everybody in their lives and how God had blessed them and the testimonies they shared. And one thing that really touched me, you could say, was a testimony a woman shared from El Paso. She talked about a four-year-old child who had fractured his arm, his hand. And they went to the doctor, and they said, it's fractured. You know, there's not going to be able to either wear a cast, you're not going to be able to play anymore. And this little boy, remember, he's 4 years old, he goes, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am healed. You know, he declared, he claimed his healing right then and there. And she said about a few days later, he was running around without his cast, you know, just going. And the grandmother of the child was like, what's going on? You know, like, where's your cast? He's like, Grandma, I'm healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am healed. And just to see that a four-year-old, that innocence, you know, just because, you know, children believe anything you tell them. You know, we tell them Santa Claus is real. We tell them the Easter Bunny is real, you know? But we know it's not real. But you tell him stuff and he believes it. And the believing that he had, you know, in God and Jesus Christ and the healing that he could have was just so tremendous. You know, why can't we have that healing? That believing, you know, because it's there for us. It's available. Jesus Christ gave his life for us. So that just really touched me. And it wanted me to grow more and just believe more. And my wrist was hurting that weekend. I heard it bowling. I know. Wow. I'm a bowler. Yeah, I bowl. You go from football to bowling. But, you know, and I was, the whole time she was sharing this, I was like, wow. You know, I don't have to go through this anymore. I don't have to suffer this pain, anything. And, you know, I called the doctor like a week before we went to Arizona. And I slept in and canceled my meeting. And I was like, I don't need to go. I can just heal this right now. And we were in Arizona, it's still hurting. And now my wrist is fine. You know, they thought it was fractured. They were like, sir, it's been hurting for 4 weeks. I'm stubborn. I don't go to the doctor. if it hurts, it hurts. But it doesn't hurt anymore. I'm completely healed. All rotation, anything like that. I'm about to go back out bowling a little bit more Monday. So that was just a great experience. And another thing, just to see, like I said, so many people come together in a small little town. Now, I don't know if you guys have been to Oracle. This place, we're in Tucson or wherever we're called, Oro Valley. We're on this long road driving out in the middle of the night, and I'm like, where are we? You look left, there's mountains. You look right, it's just desert. And you're like, are you sure we're on the right path? Mike's driving. I'm like, Mike, where are you going? He's like, I'm just following Barney. So, and we're just, I'm like, wow, you've got to be kidding me. Where are we going? And you see this little sign that says Oracle. And I was like, what is this? You know, I'm from San Diego. I've lived here my whole life. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm like, there's a fellowship out here? I was like, so I'm kind of astonished. And, you know, it says we're shining lights in this world, you know. And the cool thing, I just think about this right now. It's all dark out there until you get to their house. And it's a light. You know, that's the house right there. I'm like, how can you tell? Every other house is like dark. You're driving down the street. Do people live out here? Like, what's going on? But their house is just lit up. You see a little pathway. You walk up the pathway. There's lights on the side. Their house is lit up. And it's kind of just representative. It's kind of ironic, you know, that they're that light in that town. They shine bright. You know, we shine bright, too, in this world. And it's incredible. Just the things they do, the people there, the hearts everybody has to serve. And I encourage you guys to go whenever you can. It's a great experience, a life-changing experience. And that's it. God bless.